Ah, it was jolly. Right, here we go. Right, let's do it then. A was an archer who shot at a frog. B was a butcher and kept a great dog. C was a captain, all covered with lace. D was a drunkard and a half-red face. E was an esquire with an insolent brow. F was a farmer and followed the plow. G was a gamester who had but ill luck. H was a huntsman and hunting a buck. I was an innkeeper who loved to bowse. J was a joiner and built up a house. Okay. K was King William, once governed this land. L was a lady who had a white band. M was a miser, all hoarded up gold. N was a nobleman, gallant and bold. Whoa, was an oyster Wendy, and went about town. He was a parson and wore a black gown. He was a queen who was fond of flip. O was a robber and wanted a whip. S was a sailor who spent all he got. D was a tinker and mended a pot. U was an usurer, a misery elf. V was a vintner who drank all himself. The W was a watchman and guarded the door. X was expensive and so became poor. Y was a youth who did not love school. And little old Z was zany, a silly old fool. This is my brother, Jordan Leo!
Now, live from somewhere in Ireland, BuzzHub.info presents The JL Show. Starring Luke,
Owen, Shane,
Kian,
Nickel, Jimmy, Johnny,
and Dean.
Hello and welcome to a very, very special episode. We have two very unique guests here. We have Scully Bear and Gideon the Phoenix.
So, what are you, tell us about yourself. Gideon, you've been on the podcast before.
How about?
When we were camping, we recorded like 5 episodes.
Oh, right.
They're in the background.
Why is this?
They're not very good.
So, abortion now.
So, tell us about your day. What are you doing today?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm eating tuna.
Okay.
I'm... Shout out to Callum.
Fucking orange face.
Shout out to Callum.
I'm repenting. I just learned that word.
I'm fucking repenting.
Do you approve of the current government?
What?
What's your opinion on the current
government? Government crap! I don't know if government suck.
Okay.
Huh?
Yeah.
I'm sending this to Callum.
Oh, there's a spoon in here. Oh no.
And he's only so jealous. He's gonna put it on the internet everywhere. Ah!
Oh no.
Callum McLaren. If you're listening to this.
I can promise you he will be listening to this.
Is it live stream?
How much sound does this pick up?
A lot.
Wait, so if I
yeah, probably not.
I don't know. Have sex with gay men.
There's no way to know. You have to just experiment and
I
want to
suit my bitch.
I want to experiment with gay men.
Indian, you didn't know there's no chance that Jesse would have saw that.
How do you know?
We would have so many messages.
But it was so recent.
Yeah, but we'll have loads after that. Do you want to tell the story?
Do you want to tell the story
on the podcast?
No, I do not, because...
It's groundbreaking news.
It's incriminating
evidence. Okay, then don't tell the story.
It's not.
But he did just stab Joey Ray.
No, it wasn't. He raped. He literally raped a woman.
No, it was stab for...
It wasn't.
He was drunk.
He drugged a fucking girl.
No, she was fucking drunk.
So it wasn't intentional.
No, it wasn't. He wasn't drunk.
He was.
He's fucking like 20 or something. She's like, she was fucking 14.
Rape is right.
Rape is that.
How long
we've already destroyed his thing.
There's nothing to be destroyed. No one listens to it. So
there's popcorn on the phone. I repeat, there is popcorn on the phone.
Our highest ever downloads was like 36.
From whom?
I don't know.
Ew, that's sick. Ew, it's in your nail.
Oh, okay.
Ew, what is in your nail? What is in your nail?
That's semen.
Such a disgusting
person. Flame ball on.
Semen on your mud's face.
Semen on the end.
So, continue this excellent interview. Do you imagine yourself losing all your hair before the age of 40?
Your dad's bald, isn't he?
My dad is not fucking bald. He's a fucking mullet.
Your dad's Dick Burke.
My dad's Paul Burke. My dad's uncle, who died of cancer, is Dick Burke. So now
Dick Burke.
What are you giving shit now, huh?
I don't give a shit.
It's pronounced, it's not cancer, it's canker.
Oh.
Or Sanser, or Sanker, or Canker. Oh no.
It'd probably be Sanser, but you know.
Canker. It sounds way better. David Ross is Canker.
What about Wilson Ross? See a Wilson.
Wilson won.
Is Wilson bald?
He won the.
No, he's not.
Do you Wilson won the Golden Boot last year? Last World Cup. Wilson won. Wilson Syndrome. Listen, some bad news. You have been diagnosed with Wilson syndrome.
Yeah, Wilson's no one.
He's so good. Go on.
Tell me more.
I'm listening intently.
That's all I have. That's all I have.
I heard a joke this
year. Yeah, I've never seen him on the chat group. But I don't
know. And he raped her with another.
Oh, he's
another
David Robb's.
That's not where Wilson's.
Is it actually?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Wilson is David's dad.
Wilson is David's dad.
I'm not the Wilson I'm talking about.
Is his dad on Facebook?
Probably. Most people are on Facebook.
No, his dad isn't on Facebook.
Oh, fuck. I want to be funny now.
There are no other Wilson Robs.
There's only one.
Wilson Robb.
I mean, you should just add another.
Huh?
Just
added another. Oh, James,
we're they added a bunch of guys to the group called King Lear. One of those, like, a motorcycle guy.
That was, yeah, that was
with
me.
With a goatee.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Oh.
Yeah.
That was, we don't know who that was. I think it was Bruce.
The Jesse Chase guys and all that. Like,
fucking. Who added Jesse though? Seriously.
No, who added
a convicted rapist.
Really?
Not Jesse.
Oh shit, this is one on like iTunes.
It is, so. Wait, there's no editing, so don't get that
rapist. Who did add Jesse?
Oh, fuck. Oh,
wait, does anyone know who added Jesse?
No! I'm gonna fucking find out, right?
I thought it was you.
No! Why would I do that, you idiot?
Wait, why are you fucking funny?
Yeah, he gets fucking stabbed by his brother.
He's in Dublin.
You don't know how far those people go. I go up there constantly. I'm up in Dublin constantly. Check it.
Like,
alright, what's the biggest city in the world? Dublin. Because it keeps on Dublin, and Dublin, and Dublin, mate.
Story good.
Starty, what's the story with you? Fucking any else? Oh, shit! You said the same thing?
Wow.
Fuck you.
I have nothing to say. I'm just waiting for you to say something.
I'm gonna go back in the chat tonight, find out who added Jesse.
Hashtag 26.
That's my receipt for my €80 I just spent last week fixing the LCD. After
Coughlin and Butler. Oh. Tommy Butler.
Tommy Butler, what?
Tommy Butler is going to pay me that much money.
Why?
Because it was his fault that the screen broke.
I thought it was old Hawkman.
Both of them. They're both equally responsible, but until we can get CCTV footage that proves it was one or the other, they're just sort of equal. Yeah. Oh dear.
Oh, Misty, I... slam your...
Yeah, and I had to pay €80 less than a week ago.
Yeah, do I like those pirate moves where you slam the clubs together? Alright, let's talk about something.
Give me a baseball.
Let's talk about something. Lucien, your top 10 movies of the year.
Of 2014 or
2015?
2015.
50, make it hard. 50.
Okay. Top 10 movies 2015.
2014 to present.
It's actually none. I haven't seen any.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen a single new film in 2015, so...
Whoa!
Like, all the films I've
seen American Sniper, no?
I have, but that's a 2014 film.
And that is a terrible...
Because it came out in...
Oh, yeah, your elbows on cheese.
It came out Christmas Day in the US.
The only like new films that have come out yet this year are
Taken
3 and The Woman in Black, Angel of Death. Those are the only new releases that have come out in 2015. What? Anywhere.
And you haven't seen them.
Why are you closing your eyes?
Unacceptable.
Wait, there's a third one as well. What came out this weekend? That shitty film with Kevin Hart and...
Ride Along!
The wedding ringer.
It's so bad! Oh, that meme! It was so bad! It wasn't even clever!
The meme I put up where it was like the picture of the woman and it goes, your boyfriend leaves the seat down. They were trying to make it.
Oh!
It's the worst meme I've ever seen.
Ride Along and After. Ride Along. Okay, it's alright.
Come on, that was shit.
It's so bad. Okay.
I'd say that I haven't seen Ride Along. I'd say Ride Along is a less horrible film than After Earth. Because the thing is, After Earth thinks it's being like an actual serious, proper science fiction film.
It's fucking. He's chased by baboons, for God's sake. The little black kid is chased by baboons through a fucking CGI piece of shit jungle or whatever. And Will Smith is pouting through the whole fucking movie. And so is he, actually. And it's like they're trying to make their lips smaller throughout the whole movie. It's like this.
I mean, your feet is bigger, though.
Right, this. No.
A different movie.
It's like this.
Don't get any smaller.
It's like this, watch. Fingers.
What?
Fingers.
No.
Parodies.
Avatar. I thought you don't like
that. I don't like Avatar at all. Avatar.
That's flat out like a
waste of space.
After it's like a B-side to
Avatar. Avatar the Last Airbender, though. So.
Avatar 2 was delayed until 2017.
Avatar 2.
They're making Avatar 2, Avatar 3, and Avatar 4 back to back.
Avatar 2 is so unprofessional. Such a bad. I hate it when they put a 2. This is like going to give me errors.
Oh yeah, that's just a working title. It'll probably be called Avatar Generations or something.
Avatar.
You know, at the end of 22 Jump Street, when they have all the different sequels. And they eventually...
Avatar Retribution.
They have 23 Jump Street, Cop School.
Redemption.
Eventually they get to 45 Jump Street, Generations.
I did that with Planet of the Apes in the chat. No notice. I'm going to...
Dawn
of the Rise of the Planet. Descend of the... Hey!
It's Siggins, the king.
Siggins doesn't like this podcast. He hates it.
I do, I love it.
He was on episode 4. Where he talked about his Soviet cowboy film, and that's like the most engaged he's ever been with the recording, so.
I had a fucking good song. Oh, is he going?
I made a cameo appearance.
His name is on the. He's on the album art, and his name is on the opening credits, so.
Bingus! Where can I watch this?
On our website.
What?
I gave it, and then Tyke.
Okay. On Buzzhub.
I'm done.
No, on jlshow.info.
Oh. I know.
We have our own website.
Really?
Bingus!
And you probably won't be here on Friday.
I need to make Callum jealous. Does he listen to your things?
He listened to the most recent episode.
What was that? What was it about? Who was it with?
It was about the Oscar nominations. Owen, Shane, Michael Barr. Keegan was on it too.
Oh, there he goes.
And Lawrence.
Callum McLaren!
Lost in the Caraba.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So funny.
Michael's on.
He'd irritate you so much. You mightn't.
I don't know if he would.
I think he'd be normal around you.
I want to see a video of him talking. I can't figure out what he's like.
You're both compatible for this conversation.
He has the same interests as me, but then he just looks a lot like you and David.
Looks a lot.
He looks like David.
He does not look like David.
He has your shape.
He's very tall.
He looks like a sort of rugby player type. He's like tall. I stereotype him.
He's tall. His legs are the skinniest things.
His legs are so skinny.
Probably Dean.
I don't think he's such a messer.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, I'm awesome.
You and him are compatible conversators.
This is the third episode in a row where this has happened. Like, it's happened on the last three episodes. It goes off.
I don't want to.
Every Tuesday it goes off.
the third week
Please
in a row.
Stop. Day five. Day five.
Ago,
oh shit, stop.
A few years ago, I should have used my other phone for recording, actually. This one's gonna be all damaged now. A few years ago, we were recording at lunchtime, and the alarm went off, and I like grabbed the recorder and ran outside, and it was all shaking, and it was great. That's a really intense episode. I go, because I was legitimately scared. So I'm like, fire, fire!
And like, fire, move out of my way!
Yeah. And everyone's screaming, and I get outside, and I'm like, oh, we're safe now.
Oh my god, you were such a punce. Why did you...
I was fighting for my life and my safety.
Fucking hell.
But, yeah. What else?
Okay, there.
Cheeky.
Anyway, so you... What was your scariest school moment?
I don't know. I've had a couple panic attacks. Hmm? Awesome. I had a panic attack in Mr. Regan's class last year. I had a panic attack.
What?
How? There was a video about like anorexia and stuff, and I was
was I there?
I had a fucking panic attack about that.
In T-Wick?
Yeah.
Well, how did you have a panic attack?
I don't know.
Oh well, great. Thanks. Thank you for coming on the show. Thanks for coming on the show.
It was a claustrophobic video he showed us. It was all like, these teenagers are going to die tomorrow. They all have anorexia and depression. And it showed the kids like slashing their wrists, and I was like, dear God.
Yeah, but you're neither, right? Like you're not you're not anorexic, and I don't know. No. I presume you're not depressed.
No, but those topics make me feel ill and claustrophobic. I don't know. I have problems anyway. But not those problems.
More on that later. Jules Holland.
What? Jules Holland.
Yeah, I just thought of a name.
Did you say more on that later?
More on that later with Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. Do you follow the sports of American football?
No.
Okay. Neither do I.
Raga. You hate rugby, don't you?
I do, yeah.
Why?
Bloody British sport. Eton rugby team playing rugby for the Eton College.
Eton? What are you talking about, Eton?
Because it's a fucking British upper class sport, rugby. Soccer is for the Liverpool working classes, rugby is for the Etonites. And rugby annoys me.
Rugby players are gentlemen.
Like, the culture annoys me. I have nothing against the physical sport because it's just another sport with a ball, but the culture irritates me.
It's not as snobby as it used to be.
Yeah. Not in Ireland, not at all.
No, not at all.
Or in Australia.
Rugby players are gentlemen. We have to call the referee sir. No, I know, it's like sir. Alright, this is whatever.
Sir, the goalkeeper's off his line.
The best thing about rugby is like on the TV you can overhear the referees talking.
So hey! What the ball back down there, like
you pulled his hair, and I saw you do it, and you stopped on his head.
Right, you went back 10 meters there now. Tries warded. Wait, you watching?
No.
Oh, wait. No photos, please. No photos.
Watched a bunch of times.
Yes,
we've been doing it for 3 years. Everyone's made an appearance. Our third-year anniversary is on January 25th.
What one am I on? In the fuck? On camping?
You're on the camping, which was episode 100 and...
Jesus!
I'm gonna say 161.
What are we on that?
No, not 161. Sorry. I mean 111. I'm making
Make up your mind!
Okay, I'm trying to figure it out. So 125 was the last episode of Bang, which means that
what
it was 121. You were on 121.
What am I talking about? Do I talk much?
I'd say you're just in the background, but...
Oh, okay. You which, and you...
Snapping one, yeah.
You and Keane's, so funny company.
I was.
On the last.
Keane was.
No, you were.
I'm not a funny person. I'm just moaning and giving out.
You know, your pessimism.
I hate this.
Your pessimism was making me laugh.
I was like, my lump on the back of my head. Oh, my head. I didn't have a pillow. And then and then Cyril was like, you have to go climbing down the hill now. And I was like, or no, he was like, you have to go.
Oh, jeez.
Abseiling. I was like, oh, for God's sake.
I didn't do that. I was kind of scared.
I sat in the side.
And I sprayed so much spit. I wasn't bothered.
Hey, Larry.
Do you fireball blonde? Dude?
Orange.
Who?
Fireball.
Yeah.
Calvin is a friend.
What?
Please, now!
We'll
and what?
Yeah, you'll have to listen
back and find out. What's the back of this? What's the back of this?
Meet Larry.
They're learning your fog girls.
What?
What is the back of this?
They're not, they're just shaking things up a bit.
You know?
You can't ruin what's already dead.
That's a good point.
But,
yeah, you can.
Tell
you
us know? About your A is for Archer video, which I love so much. A is for Archer, who shot down a frog. B is for Butcher.
Shot down a frog. A frog! No, it was shot at a frog. B's a butcher. I can't even remember.
Who had a nice dog?
Who had a great dog?
He had a great dog.
V was a vinter. I don't even know what a vinter
all
is.
Covered in. Was,
oh.
Z was a. I don't even know. why did you do that anyway? What was the motivation behind it?
Oh, I was born. I wanted to entertain my friend.
Okay.
So and I it was over 90 seconds long.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, I'll just post it. I thought it'd be like a 2-liker sort of thing.
Yeah.
But it's such a success. I got 26 likes.
Oh, it's great. I got. We got 20 views on YouTube for it too.
Oh yeah,
20 views.
Was that actually the thumbnail? I didn't see this.
Oh, that's the thumbnail. Yeah.
Oh, ew! Food just came out of my mouth again.
That's like a stock picture of you I have on my OneDrive in front of a mic background. So whenever I need a
video, like blotchy and awful.
That was the day we shot the zombie film. But every time I need a picture of you to put in front of a white, it was right there.
Yeah.
Every time I need a picture of you that I can like remove the background and stick you in front of some background, I can just use that one because it has white. And, you know, it's not a terrible thing.
I really want you and Callum to meet. You'd have such a good conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'll have to come here. I don't leave the house, so.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
You can come visit me at Christmas.
Oh, I'm such a boyish boy.
So there were some other guests
I'm bombarding him.
Some other guests who were supposed to join us today, but they didn't come.
Who? Jake.
Cliff O. Who?
I know, I said you were
friends. Cliff O and Jake and
Cool Kids.
All of our friends from the crew.
Crew.
The K-R-E-W, the crew.
Who's Alexander?
Oh yeah.
I hate you got American football talk.
Who the fuck is Alexander?
I had a joke on my Twitter profile bio a couple weeks ago.
Who's Alexander Martinov?
Oh, he's in like second year or something.
I don't fucking know.
I have like 13.
I'm gonna beat him up!
I have 13 mutual friends with him, so he must be in the school. He is, yeah.
Oh, do you only have friends from this school, more or less?
Me? Oh, yeah. Except for like Callum.
VOS?
And, I'm not friends with VOS.
He doesn't listen. Yeah. Does he listen to these?
Vinny. Okay.
What is her name?
I doubt it.
I
don't say it on the podcast.
I want to diss people. Right? No, watch this. Penis poo. Oh. Wait, is it recording? Oh, yeah.
Great.
Is it recording? Yeah, it's recording. Is it rolling?
Yeah, what other friends do I have not in the school? Oh, I'm friends with Jeremy or Ray Raymond.
Who?
Jeremy Orr Ray Raymond. And Jeremy Orr Ray Raymond is the alter ego of an American podcaster, but he's this ridiculous guy who, like, talks about his own shit all the time on Facebook.
His own shit?
Yeah, he talks about his
hey
own
guys, shit. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I upload a new video.
He says, oh god, but yeah, I'm not even going to repeat it, but anyway. He used to be on Twitter, and after 48 hours on Twitter, his Twitter account got shut down because he was tweeting so much obscene stuff.
What, like what?
Just really, really graphic descriptions of his toiletry activities.
What? Who is he?
He's famous. No, he's not. He's just a guy who does a podcast, but he has this fake account called Jeremy or Ray Raymond.
Like my Spoderman.
Yeah, like Spoderman. And my Phil Brindelow.
I mean nothing. Never mind.
And Phil Brindelow as well.
You are Keane.
It's me. And Keane. Keane has the password, and he's only logged in a couple times.
Whenever he goes on to Facebook, he always sends something really confusing him.
Yeah. But Phil Brindelow is great, and you should friend him.
I am friends with him. On Spoderman.
Michael's never going to do it. He's never going to give in.
What?
football to abstinence.
I'm gonna set up a fake account with your profile picture from Twitter and go around like sending messages to girls saying, hey, wanna come over? And then I'll be like,
if you want something,
for cyberbullying and
have a party.
Good one. It's not a movie, it's a TV movie. There's such a big difference.
Oh, like those Disney things on
like High School Musical and High School Musical senior
or
year.
Or Teen Beach Movie.
There's a new one called Disney Descendants, where it's the kids of all the famous Disney villains.
That's stupid.
You have Captain Hook has a daughter, and Maleficent has a son.
Is she a prostitute? Is she a hooker?
Disney.
I'm friends with Tina Penis Poo. Why do you keep removing her?
I can't imagine why.
No.
There's Jade? No reason.
Killian, who's Jade?
Jade Healy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna make her listen to this. Would you fuck her? Oh, don't.
What? Look at her profile.
What?
Look at her profile.
She's in that Foster Kerber.
I just kept going, Jade.
I think you did it once, and she didn't respond. You're a shit. I'm friends here, but I'm not.
You had a few weeks ago where you were filming David and you said like MJ in the background. That's like the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Wait, what? That's like me and Callum's language.
A video of David and you were like, MJ.
Wait, what video? Wait,
it's really funny.
There's loads. MJ. It means I'm gay.
Yeah, I know.
Callum started that.
Yeah, that's gonna be the name of the episode.
MJ.
Each episode has a title, so.
MJ! I'm sure Callum will be pleased to hear this.
That is what I'm going to call the episode.
Callum's going to want to listen to this.
You're on set 3 photos.
What day is it today?
Tuesday.
That
Dude, why is there so much food particles? Right in the penis.
Oh, and do you have a prayer for today?
No.
Pingus!
Stop!
Right in the pingus!
We're gonna have a prayer on every episode now at the end, so.
Oh!
This is my prayer of the day.
We had some family thing in Monaghan, Castle Leslie. It's like a.
Oh yeah, when were you in Monaghan?
Yesterday. Oh, I wasn't in Monaghan this morning. My phone's pretty fucked.
It said Killian in Monaghan, sent from Monaghan.
I was in Monaghan this morning.
Alright.
I ran down.
Yeah.
With my cardiac muscle legs.
Yeah.
But, my phone's just fucked, apparently.
Okay.
But, No, right. We're doing grace. It's like my family are some of my relations are.
Yeah.
Just, they do grace, you know. And me and my brother are having none of that.
Yeah.
And Darren doesn't believe it either. But me and Connor, my brother, we find it hilarious.
Yeah.
And after the grace, he just goes, "I'm the Lord," like that. And all my family just like, oh, and my brother's like, "Oh, laughing." It was the funniest thing. Well, "I'm the Lord."
Our prayer for today is going to be
in Irish.
No, I want to have a prayer.
Bless us, oh God, as we sit together. Bless the hands that made the food. I don't know the rest. That's good.
I
don't
have Mary
for the grace of Irish.
I can only sing and I can't say it. It's hard, yeah.
Good evening. Shade the Lavavira, Todd on the Grossa. Todd here, lads. Spanny who either now, Spanny Terra the Risa. An Aver or Warje, either a Grossa, Nisha, a Spur or Was. Amen.
Question day, he said, having nice hands will attract women to you.
I have nice hands, apart from the circulation.
That's what he said. He said, keep your hands well kept.
No, it's true.
That's what he said.
It's true.
Why, it's like Jade,
I'd say speak Italian.
No. I'm telling you that he said that. No, yeah, like.
Yeah, no, I need to cut them.
Yeah.
I have
pretty nice hands, apart from my.
Gives you cancer
to cut your nails. That's just me, my excuse for everything. No, that gives you cancer.
I want to give you all a little tip. Keep this tip applies to like every male with a testicle. No.
Now it's now running.
Oh, what? How long were we off?
Like 3 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Less.
Oh yeah. Never. There's never. Never try to shave your balls with a potato beater. It does not work.
Wait,
it's bloody. It's messy. It stings. It's especially if it's rusty. That just hurts. But yeah, never do that. I know this from experience. Third person experience, but it still looks pretty bad.
Did you watch shaving their balls?
No, I did it to someone. I did it to Callum.
Did you put?
No, I didn't do that, you absolute idiot. You're actually fucking idiot.
It's something you would do. Shave your balls with a tail feeder.
No, it isn't something I do, because it's fucking disgusting and ridiculous. It's fucking retarded. I'm a man. I use a scissors.
Okay, I'm gonna I come up with a prayer.
A prayer.
Dear Almighty,
I came up with a prayer.
Please send
you're not even speaking to
a thunderstorm of oh, it records all around. Please send a thunderstorm of magnificence to the set of the upcoming motion picture Ride Along 2.
Oh, fuck.
So is that everyone involved in its production is killed, and we never have to watch the film.
And the same with After Earth. And the same with...
they're not making After Earth 2.
Oh, they're actually making Ride Along 2.
Yeah, they are.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, it's coming out next January.
Star Wars 5! Out now!
Okay, phew. With Danny DeVito and... No, not Danny DeVito.
I just saw him.
Ben Affleck and someone fat and old.
My dad?
I don't know which fat old guy it is. It might be Danny DeVito or it might be John Goodman or John Belushi. I don't really know. I'll tell you something about Ride Along 2. Ken Jeong is going to be in it, and Ken Jeong is great.
I don't know. I'm very bad with names.
Ken Jeong is from The Hangover. Mr. whatever.
Oh, hello, gay boy.
And he's in Community as well, but yeah. he's great, and I really don't want
him
to be.
He's the.
Huh?
Ha!
Yeah. Wonderful show. You've never seen it.
Oh, come on, Lucy. You can do better with friends.
Dean Pelton. What's your problem with him?
What about him?
And how do you know him?
Is this going to be another Bryan Cranston? Hey, is this... Maybe, at 19. Is this going to be... Is this Ken... Whatever his name is.
Ken Jeong.
Is...
He's in Ride Along.
So Ken Long.
Ken Jeong.
Ken Long.
Yeah, Ken Long.
Ken, no, it's Ken Jeong.
Ken Jeong. But,
Is this going to be another, what's his name? Fucking, it's Bryan Cranston in Godzilla sort of thing? One little appearance and then, but no, that's actually, it's a comedy, so.
Oh no, I don't think so.
I suspect it.
No, I mean, he's not going to be like, it's the same fucking Kevin Hart Ice Cube. Bullshit.
Ice Cube
made me sick to say it. That everyone hates. Like, I actually vomited in my mouth when I said it. I actually vomited in my mouth. That's why I made that noise.
Ice Cube. But he's not even ice. What gives it that?
He's probably be like, and Ken Jeong credit. I don't even know. Anyway. All right. That's all we have time for on this episode of the JL Show.
It's. Oh yeah. Say the name of the episode.
It's gonna be JL16.
No, it's going to be called MJ.
No, the episode's going to be called JL165 :
MJ.
MJ! And that's J-A-Y, yeah? I want to get the spelling right.
MJ.
So it's MJ, okay.
Like A after midnight, whatever it stands for.
We'll be back at the end of the week.
We'll be back sometime this year.
Maybe more special guests, maybe not. Thank you for listening. Thanks to Lawrence Sano and Michael Killian. And Kieran.
Penis. And Tina Peters.
Thanks to you for listening to the Jail Show today.
Tina Peters, move! Tina Peters,
move! More pot for your bubba on the JL Show.